One more.
Hi, Galexis.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having us here, for being here. I have a question. I really do my best every day to live from a place of oneness and in the unity consciousness that I am the creator of my experience. I really do my best to do that. And I think I do it pretty well most of the time. But what happens with me is every once in a while, sort of almost like on schedule almost.
Schedule?
Yeah, like with the moon patterns and the shifts.
Oh, about like monthly?
No. It's more like, you know, in relationship to scheduled vortexes that open up, like the last one was on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if, like, I could fall back into the victim mode of, oh, this experience was created by my higher self, and, you know, I chose it on this unconscious level, and, you know, I'll just get so angry that this is not the reality I want to experience, that the reality from the oneness that I've been doing my best to manifest and hold as real in my experience, I'll fall into a place of, it's not here yet. And I come into this crash of impatience and frustration that even though I've been doing it and I've been living it and I've been consciously and deliberately creating it, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I've been doing this for 2 years. It's not here. Like, I can pretend all I want, but it hasn't come into my reality yet, and it's not, and I'm frustrated and I'm pissed because I've been... And I'm watching people who are coming into my experience and I'm helping them learn, and it's happening for them. Like, where's mine?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand
yes,
this?
Yes, we do. We do.
This kind of frustration?
Yes. And we're certain that there are others in this room and listening to us right now who have this had the same experience. Well, dear one, what's going on here is that you have held this energy as an earning rather than a receiving. I'm doing my best. I'm really holding this energy. I'm really paying attention to it. I'm really da 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 da. Now, when's it going to bring me my reward? I'm looking for a reward. I need this reward. But it's actually receiving. You see, because somewhere in there, the earner, the one who's earning, and we want to point out, this is not the majority of you, okay? This is a piece of you. This is your, what we'd say, your vulnerable piece, right? This vulnerable piece feels, I have to earn because I'm not there already. And if I'm not there already, it means that I'm not good enough, so I have to earn. And this little piece gets you into the snag loop. And so what you end up doing is calling on your reality, friendly, supportive reality as it is, we mentioned earlier, can bring you instances of powerlessness, can bring you victim challenges. And why is it doing that? It's not doing that because somehow or another you aren't good enough, because you haven't done enough, because you haven't been achieving enough, because you haven't been dedicated enough. It has nothing to do with that. What it has to do with, though, is that that's a place in your reality where you have given your power away in the past and where you're not receiving, where you're thinking you have to earn. That's when you get snagged up with this self, and it will be triggered by expansions of consciousness on the planet. Because it's when these portals open up and the energy comes in that you need to receive. But if you're standing there thinking, okay, this is my reward maybe. Maybe I can get it this time. Maybe I'll be able to, you know, feel it this time and go with it and so on. That self, that little part of yourself, is the one who's going to be standing at the door and blocking your receiving. You see, the divine wants just to totally give to you. Wants to give to you. But it cannot give you anything if you think on some subconscious level that determines your energy and your attitude and your orientation that you must earn something. So we would suggest, go find that insecure part, that small insecure part that hides down there inside you. That part is feeling that if you were to earn enough, achieve enough, be good enough, and get enough good rewards, then you could be the light bringer, the teacher, coach, savior of other people. Then you could finally get the validation, the love, etc., etc., etc. Now, all of this is not new. You know that you used to be there years ago. All of you used to be there years ago, right? You've grown so much. So it's only a small part. So what your reality going to do is say, look, you want to get rid of this last piece of limitation. So I'm going to keep bringing to you circumstances that are going to trigger your awareness of this limitation so that you can make a different choice. But every time it happens, where do you go? You shrink back and identify with the limitation. Oh, it's not here yet. I wonder if it'll ever be here. If I'm not there, obviously I'll never get there. Oh my, why are other people getting it? Oh, I'm so upset. I'm so frustrated, and I'm really, really getting pissed. I'm taking this personally. It's nothing personal. It's just the way that you line up your reality so that you can see exactly where you're giving your power away, exactly where you're going into victim consciousness, exactly where this small part of you that hides most of the time inside you actually lives and resides. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right.
Can I ask a follow-up to that?
Yes.
I follow the Ascended Masters. There was a while ago where I'm sure like a lot of people on the earth these days are saying, this is the last time I ever want to do this lifetime, this kind of live in this earth. Right? So like there's a huge part of me that follows Ascended Masters, and there's a part of me that wonders, can I actually master the intensity of my own emotions? They're so intense sometimes. When you talk about the boundaries, because I literally did follow for a long time just completely releasing the ego and just being love 24/7. And then what I found was that, I didn't have the boundaries that I needed in order to survive in this earthly.
Yes.
You need that ego.
You've got to have it. Yes.
Yes. And so, but that love is, that love is so overwhelming. And then the emotions that can come with not having boundaries, from feeling other people's emotions and then taking them on as if they're mine, and recognizing, well, I'm not that emotion. I am not that emotion, but I feel it so strongly.
Well, the part of you that resonates with that emotion is this small part. It's the way that, again, your reality so helpfully is pointing out, hey, look it over here, look it over here, look at this part over here, look at this spot over here. What part of you still believes that this is true to you, that this emotion is yours, that snags onto it? Where is that part? Go find that part and heal her. Heal that inner self that is in pain. She's from your past. But she's not done with you, evidently, because you've kind of felt like you went on. And because she felt things, painful, dark emotions, way too intensely, you didn't want to stay connected with her. It was too overwhelming for you. So in a sense, you created some detachment. But your reality, as your partner in this lifetime, is not giving you the chance to do that. So the intensity of your emotions is actually a fantastic thing. If you can allow yourself to feel all the emotions that come through with tremendous intensity, loving yourself simultaneously, what you'll find is that those emotions will just come and go, because emotions too belong to the illusion. There's only one emotion that is not illusion, and that's love. And that's that divine love that you've experienced, right? that incredible transdimensional love of oneness. That's what you want. That's what you want to feel all the time. Although sometimes it'd be very difficult, as you've noticed, because if you're one and you therefore you're everything and all, it kind of changes the way you deal with your mundane life. It's right radical. But this little inner self is saying, you know, I am one with everything, therefore I'm one with pain and suffering. I'm one with rage and anger and terror. I'm one with depression and despair and helpless and hopelessness. I'm one with victims. I'm one with everyone. What we would suggest is the next time that shows up is to go there, as we mentioned in the earlier question, is to go there as the researcher, as the powerful reality creator, as the one who experiences the oneness and has love for humanity, and to feel it with all intensity, and then send your love into it. Transform it. Transcend it. You can do it if you just allow that energy to move through you, because it will only stick in you if some parts of you believe in it and are at the limited self-image of one who is a victim to it or at vulnerability or at sufferance to it. You are, and you know you are, more than that. One of the things that you can do, actually, to prevent some of that in advance would be to remember that you have infinite love and light and energy. If you can receive it, you can imagine receiving it through your crown. We'll do this in the meditation shortly. Imagine receiving it into your heart, sending it out, so that whatever comes your way is going to be met by a much greater stream and force of incredibly beautiful light and love moving and radiance of you. A lot of times people become receptive, but they don't receive well. They're receptive to stuff that is part of their history. And that's what happened with you. And so what we would suggest is that when this stuff is coming through, you must recognize who you are and that you are no longer that small piece. And you can just step easily by choice in the split second into the light being that you are and send love. And that and it'll kind of cancel out.
Thank you.
You don't have to go through the throes of processing it or trying to kind of push it back and out and so on. You can be pretty boundaryless in your love. But everywhere else in dealing with interaction with people and their energies, what you want to recognize is that boundary is a boundary, not a limit. And it's easy to put on an ego limit, you know, and see it as a battle of wills. It's like force, you know, up against you. Bang! Here's the energy, the dark energy coming up against your aura, and bang! It's going to hit your aura, and your aura is not going to let it in there. It doesn't work like that. What it does work, though, is that all that negative energy comes flowing into you. Like a river, a total river, and with no resistance, you let it flow into you and right on out. You're like a screen door, and the air going right through the screen door, it doesn't stick to the door. It goes right on through. Because it can't stick with you, because it's not in resonance with who you are. So we just want to make that clarification to close, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, thank you so much for that question, and thank all of you who asked questions. Very beautiful, interesting questions. Thank you so much. And we're certain that the others of you who are here heard little parts of yourself in that question that we just answered, in all the questions, in fact, this evening. But what we would like to do is we'd like to close with some. We have some attunement stuff we want to do with you, and want to do some work with you in the vortex on, and work on you as the individuals that you are, to hone you, to tune you up, to juice you up, to ramp up your energy. as light beings, as light workers, you might say, during your life. Oh my. As light workers, dealing with the vibrations of the world, you can get tired, you can feel depleted. And so we encourage you to let us juice you up. Let yourself open to receive. And what you can ultimately experience, kind of as a PS to that last question, is that you're going to find that you enjoy this life so much. You will feel in mastery of your life, not by will, not by force or by control, self-control, but by love. And then when it comes to the end of your life and you ascend into the light, go through that wonderful tunnel of light on the other side, you sit down with your crew, with your team, and you discuss, well, do I want to go back? Do I want to be done? And if you have celebrated your life and if you have loved your life, you can be done. But none of you, it's not going to be your last lifetime if you're tired of the world, if you don't like the world, if you judge reality. It can't be your last lifetime. You'll come to that same meeting and you'll say, oh, darn it, I didn't get that you have to love your life. That I didn't get that you celebrate your life and have a lot of fun and joy and do all sorts of good things. A little reality emphasis, would you say? Woo! Celebrate, right? Lots of lights and sounds, yes, to celebrate. Then you can go home celebrating. Because if not, then you say, hey, I want to go back and really enjoy it. And then I want to go back and I want to share love with others. This planet is beautiful and I love it. And either way you go is beautiful and wonderful. It's your choice. And it actually, there isn't this whole karmic thing either. You have choice at the end of every lifetime. Do you want to come back or not? You're the one who makes that decision.
Unless you commit suicide.
Even if you commit suicide, you can make that decision. No, you feel guilty, you and shamed, you feel like you have to come back to work that out because you didn't love your life. All right? So you say, darn it, I didn't figure that problem out, I didn't get that done, I want to go at it again. You want to go at it again. That's why people who commit suicide generally do come back. All right? But you don't have to. Yes?
So if you say you don't want to come back, then what are the other options?
You can celebrate. You can go home through the planes and in total bliss. You can experience all the inner planes and dimensions and the divine Godhead and on and on and on. And it goes on and on and on and on. There's never any end to it. All right. So let us begin a meditation, a visualization, where we're going to juice you up now. So close your eyes if you like and get yourself comfortable in a good position for yourself where you can sit for a longer period of time without having to keep wiggling and moving. Yeah, your body probably wants to eat or go someplace or move or something. We know it's been a while. But just tell your body, just a little while longer. Have patience. Closing your eyes, letting yourself relax. Take a nice belly breath, gentle, gentle belly breath, silent, almost. And then just let the breath out, gently. Ah, what a relief. Okay, another belly breath. And when you breathe like that, it's what is called the relaxation response. It enables you to be more peaceful, to let go of tension better. And then just letting yourself breathe gently, as you normally do, but perhaps a little bit lower, not through the upper chest, but through the stomach, the belly. To breathe like a child. If you ever see a child, their stomach, their abdomen goes in and out as they breathe. Just let that be natural for you. And let yourself find your center, the center of you, whatever that means to you, to center yourself. And as you do that, we're first going to ground you. We're going to connect you to Mother Earth. Grounding calms and soothes your energy field, soothes your nervous system. A cord of light we attach to you. You have cords of psychic cords that go to the earth. We're going to reinforce them and strengthen them, going into the earth, deep in the earth, to the core of the earth. You receive from your physical plane through your grounding cord. All right. You receive through your grounding cord all the riches that Mother Earth can give you, all the material from Mother Earth. Everything that you receive materially comes through her, is manifested through her. As you find your center, feel certain gratitude to Mother Earth for providing you a beautiful place, a beautiful planet to live on. Yeah, you might not be in the parts of the planet that are the most beautiful. In fact, you may judge the place where you live or spend most of your time as rather utilitarian or even ugly. But you are attracted to this beautiful planet. You saw this planet as if you were floating through the starry sky and saw this beautiful marble, this blue-green planet with white swirls all over it. And your heart opened. And you and Mother Earth have a connection. And we put it deeper, deeper. We're getting rid of certain attachments that some blocks you've got. We're just removing some blocks. Very gentle process. Just let yourself stay in your center. Think about the beauty of the earth. All right. Good. Good. Thank you. And now, as you center, staying in your center place, letting your thoughts and feelings just flow by, not being attached to them, not grabbing on to thoughts and feelings. This is not the time to explore them, not the time to make notes. This is a time to let them go through, let them pass through. Let go of your attachment to your thoughts and your feelings. and keep your attention on just letting go, watching the thoughts come and go quietly within yourself. As we ground you now from your crown chakra on the upper part of you up to your higher self, and from there through your soul to God, Goddess, all that is. This is the channel through which you receive the joys of spirit, the light. We're extending it up. Beautiful, bright. You have a grounding cable up there already. We're strengthening it. We're expanding it. Your higher self loves you unconditionally and wants to give you everything, wants to give you all the happiness and the joy and the bliss, the inspiration, the intuitional knowings. Your higher self knows who you are. And God, Goddess, all that is, loves you unconditionally as well. God, Goddess, all that is, loves the earth unconditionally. So you're connected to the circuit from God, Goddess, all that is, to the Mother Earth, to you. From God, Goddess, all that is, to your soul, to your higher self, to you. You're where these two channels meet, where the circle connects. You're the point of power, the point of light. All this love and energy focused to this point, that is you. You are a spark of consciousness. You are a piece of the body of God, Goddess, soul that is, if they had one. You are of infinite value and worth. You are divine by your very nature. You are a powerful creator. You are loved so much. You love so much. You've come here to be at this particular time and place on the planet, to realize yourself and to witness a great global shift in which you can participate. You are fortunate, a beautiful privilege, a rare honor, your choice to be here. And now, imagine yourself floating in this beautiful tether of light to Mother Earth and up to higher self. In between, you are floating in a sky of stars, twinkling stars, each point of light, a being who loves you, every twinkle, a wink of love at you. You are safe floating in this starry sky. Let yourself relax into it. Let yourself be nurtured by it. Let yourself open to it. And as you watch, some of these stars move from their position and they lift to form a bright star above you, putting their energies together, their light together, like spokes on a wheel, to form one big bright star. The way that we show ourselves, we are a group who show ourselves as one. And this bright star above you, no, you can't really see it. It's too bright, but you can feel the light above you. You can sense there's a light above you. You can sense its vibration. You can sense its warmth. You can sense its radiant presence. And we send a beam of light down to you now. That when it reaches you, is a column of light that's around you. Let us surround you. Let us hold you. Let us nurture you. Let our light be a beautiful color for you. It can be white. It can be pearlescent. That's white with all the colors in it. It can be your favorite color. Just let us surround you. Let us be with you. We know there are certain things that you desire in your life, certain changes you want to make, certain opportunities to open for you. We know that you want to feel more of your love, to receive more of the divine grace that's flooding the planet. We know that you do good work, spreading your truth, your light, your love in your own way. Do not diminish your impact. This is a reality you are creating. Your world is responding to you. You are huge light being. But there are things that even you would like more. You'd like more abundance, more love, more health, more joy, more fun. So much more you want. And that's okay. It is your desire for beautiful, wonderful things. It's all right to have desire. It's okay. Desires are not harmful unless you think they're all real. They're illusion as part of your reality. You can create, shift, play with, and even eliminate them at your will. But let's put some good stuff together for you. First of all, let's release anything that you feel is standing in your way. Anything you don't want to have anymore. Is it a poor self-image? An old storyline that seems to snag you every time you seem to be getting ahead? Is it a sense of loneliness that seems to stalk you? Is it fear? Is it hurt? Is it anger? Is it pain, emotional or physical? Is it old contracts and arrangements with people from other lifetimes as well as this? Is it a sense of earning and struggle or a victim consciousness? Or is it just simply a sense of not being or feeling good enough? Is it a fear of visibility, a shyness, a hesitation to express who you are, to let your truth be seen, to let your light be acknowledged? Perhaps it's a limiting ego that wants approval and validation. Perhaps it's jealousy and envy that you've had for others, coupled with judgments on yourself about your incapacity to be there where you think you should be or would want to be. Let's let it go through the vortex. Know you're at the center of a huge vortex spinning. It spins so at the center you don't feel the spin. But as you get further and further out, it spins faster and faster and faster. The center of a vortex is a column that goes around us and our column of light. It's around you, including that link to your higher self above you, and the grounding cable to the earth beneath. The vortex goes into the earth and it goes up high above you. At the count of three, let yourself release everything you wish to release. At the count of three, you will send it all out of you like a dark cloud into the vortex to be spun away and transmuted into light. Spun away, just letting it go. Give yourself permission to let it go. And you can do it in an exhale at the count of three. And we will work with you to pull that dark stuff out of you, to spin it out, to free you, to lighten you. One, two, and three. That's it. Keep it going. Some of you still have a little bit left. Come on, let us have it. Let us send it out now. There. Now, let yourself feel the float. It's gone. It's out there. Let it stay out there. Let it transmute itself out there. You, in order to have it return to you, must choose it. So intend right now not to choose it. Or if it should show up, instead you're going to laugh and say, oh yeah, you again, bye bye. Don't take it seriously. Don't take it back in and shelter it. It's gone now. Let it be gone. It can be that easy. We know your belief system is shocked at that, but we know you want it. Let it be. Let it be. And now, back in your center, once again acknowledging who you are, the light being that you are, imagine yourself 20 feet tall, brilliant, bright, flowing with light and love, radiating your truth, your presence, your caring, your compassion for all those who suffer on the planet, your love for yourself, your compassion for your own suffering. From the perspective of the light being that you are, what is it that you want now to bring into your life, to bring into your reality? What is it you wish to have in your reality? It could be any number of things, material as well as spiritual. It could be a new, greater self-image, a greater identity, acknowledging that while you may not have every skill and every talent and gift you think you need on a physical plane, nevertheless, you can laugh about it and not judge yourself, but to be free to enjoy the adventure. To love yourself regardless. Regardless if you make a mistake, you can love yourself. How's that for a wonderful thing to have? Always empowered. Having presence of mind. Feeling the bliss that comes through these amazing portals and vortices onto the planet. Feeling the acceleration, the pulse of the divine expanding. Feeling the bliss of being. And then perhaps you might want more money. It's okay to want plenty of money. Maybe you want certain opportunities or channels to which you can make that money, bring that money. Perhaps you want more love in your life, more tender, close, intimate friends, loved ones, mate, healing of a relationship, peace in a loss, healing. In whatever way you wish, physical, emotional. Perhaps you have a malady, a trauma, a problem, or two or three. You don't have to limit what you want to ask for. And what would it feel like if you had all of this? What if you woke up in the morning and it was natural to you to have it all? To live on that level? That it was part of your story, part of your identity? What would it feel like? Who would you perceive yourself as being? How would you comport yourself during your day? How would you treat others? How would you treat yourself? And what is it you want to bring to the planet? Something you feel strongly about, passionate about, perhaps, that you want to share in love with your planet? Something, little or small or big? What is it? And what would it feel like if in your life that was what you were able to do? And it felt true and good. And now we're going to call a whole bunch of friends to be with you. Yes, there's still a starry sky. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of beings watching you, loving you. But there are some of your special friends. This is generally under 50 of them. No less than about 20. Your special group, your crew, your spirit team. We call them. We call upon your spirit team, your friends, your mentors, masters, teachers that are special to you. The angels, the special cherubs, the special spirits, perhaps power animal, spirits of nature, powers and forces that are yours. We call them. We call them to surround you now. Out of love for you. To surround you in a circle. You can see them in your imagination. See them in form. Some of them are not human. But they may take a human form for you. They surround you. Shining, radiant, their eyes looking at you with such love. They are with you all the time. They love you all the time. Let yourself be aware of it, at least right now. They love you very, very much. And they raise their right hand or put a little light out. And they open their left hand in a receiving gesture, a traditional gesture of healing. You see their hearts. You see their center glow brightly. Dozens of beautiful lights glowing around you, brighter and brighter, brighter and brighter, brighter. Loving. You start to feel the radiance of their love. And then this light from their heart goes to that hand or that extension of light and comes in a beam to your heart. Let them send light to your heart like you are the center of many spokes of love and light coming to you. Open, open, let yourself receive. It's safe. They love you. Don't try to open. Just imagine you're open. Any thoughts that come, just let them float on by. Open. There we go. And we and they helping you to feel the love and the light in your heart. They will work with you right now to create this reality in your world. For you. So your reflections from your team partner, your reality, will be beautiful. You will be having the presence of mind to know the messages and to work in harmony to create a beautiful life with all the things you want in it. Just feel your heart fill up with tremendous light. You, 20 feet tall, light being, filled with light, your heart radiant and overflowing with light, sprays of light just coming out from you, draining out of your feet, just spraying out of the top of your head, spraying out of you, flowing out of you. Light, light, let yourself receive more. More is coming in. As you let more go to your world, more is coming in, more is coming in. You cannot accept the pain and the trauma of the world when you project so much love and light. You cannot be knocked down with the sadness and despair that is out there when you're sending so much love and light out of you. Feel it just moving out of you and coming into you, moving out of you, coming into you, moving out of you, coming into you more and more, building. At the count of three, you're going to send the images of all the things that you desire into the vortex. You're going to send it all the way out there into the vortex, into your world, as a program, an instruction code, like a computer program, for the world to begin to integrate and put together for you, to send back, to reflect back to you. At the count of three, you and your team together with all this light are going to send it out to your world. One. Two. And three. All those beautiful golden pictures of things that you desire, of all the feelings you want to experience, of all the fabulous things that you want to have in your life, send it out there. Send it out there. Feel it just pumping out there. Feel it just moving out that vortex, spinning, spinning, spinning out into your world, into that illusion, into that reality. Spin, spin, spin. Bright, 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 brighter and brighter and brighter. That energy of you experiencing all these things natural to you, feeling that naturalness, feeling that normalness of this fulfillment, feeling it all. Feeling your whole world change color, getting brighter. More comes out, 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 there he goes, more pieces, and we're going to work with your friends, sending it out there, translating it into physical materialization for you. Okay, we know you have a few more. Just let the last ones come out now. Come on out. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. That's it. Don't keep sending them out. Just let them go. Just like those thoughts that went through you. Just let it go now. Let them all go. The intention has been spoken. It has been done. It has been registered. It has been acknowledged. It is done. And so be it, with love to all and harm to none. Let yourself feel at peace, back in your center now. Know that the program's out there. Know that the instructions, the intentions, the desires, the images, the feelings, the sensings, the imprints have spun out there. They are with you. Your reality is there with you, working, putting it together for you. Expect it to happen. Expect it to come back to you. Anticipate the magic. Anticipate magic. Synchronicities, unexplainable miracles. Expect the magic. Your reality loves you, and we love you. Beautiful beings that you are. It has been such a pleasure to work with you. Call us tonight if you like before you fall asleep. See the sky filled with stars. See some stars go above you. Build a beautiful bright star and let us send a beam of light to be a column around you. And give us what you want us to take. And ask us for what you would like to receive. We'll be in your favorite color. And then you fall asleep and we'll work through the night. Feel free to do this any time. We sleep around. So go out there and have a good time now. Go into your life. Enjoy it. Celebrate it. We surround you, dear ones, with our light. And as always, our love. Farewell.